page 134. It may well be, said Sir Tristram. Go ye to him, said Sir Tristram, unto Dinadan. So Dinadan went unto Sir Palamedes, and there either made of other great joy, and so they lay together that night. And on the morn early came Sir Tristram and Sir Gareth, and took them in their beds, and so they arose and brake their fast. Chapter 65. How Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes met Brunis Sospite, P-I-T-E, and how Sir Tristram and La Beale Isoud went into Lanasep. And then Sir Tristram desired Sir Palamedes to ride into the fields and woods. So they were accorded to repose them in the forest. And when they had played them a great while, they rode unto a fair well. And anon they were ware of an armed knight that came riding against them, and there either saluted the other. Then this armed knight spake to Sir Tristram, and asked what were these knights that were lodged in Joyous Gard. I wot not what they are, said Sir Tristram. What knights be ye, said the knight, for meseemeth ye be no knights errant, because ye ride unarmed. Whether we be knights or not, we list not to tell thee our name. Wilt thou not tell me thy name, said that knight? Then keep thee, for thou shalt die of my hands. And therewith he got his spear in his hands, and would have run Sir Tristram through. That saw Sir Palamedes, and smote his horse traverse in midst of the side, that man and horse fell to the earth. The word traverse in this sentence is defined at the bottom of the page as crossways. Text. And therewith Sir Palamedes alit and pulled out his sword to have slain him. Let be, said Sir Tristram, slay him not. The knight is but a fool. It were shame to slay him. But take away his spear, said Sir Tristram, and let him take his horse and go where that he will. Page 135. So when this knight arose, he groaned sore of the fall. And so he took his horse, and when he was up, he turned then his horse and required Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes to tell him what knights they were. Now wit ye well, said Sir Tristram, that my name is Sir Tristram de Liones, and this knight's name is Sir Palamedes. When he wist what they were, he took his horse with the spurs, because they should not ask him his name, and so rode fast away through thick and thin. Then came there by them a knight with a bended shield of azure, whose name was Epinogrus, and he came toward them a great wallop. Whither are you riding? Said Sir Tristram. My fair lord, said Epinogrus, I follow the falsest knight that beareth the life. Wherefore I require you to tell me whether ye saw him, for he beareth a shield with a case of red over it. So God me help, said Tristram, such a knight departed from us not a quarter of an hour agone. We pray you, tell us his name. Alas, said Epinogrus, why let ye him escape from you? And he is so great a foe unto all errant knights. His name is Brunis Sospite. Ah, fie for shame, said Sir Palamedes. Alas, that ever he escaped mine hands, for he is the man in the world that I hate most. Then every knight made great sorrow to other, and so Epinogrus departed and followed the chase after him. Then Sir Tristram and his three fellows rode unto Joyous Gard, and there Sir Tristram talked unto Sir Palamedes of his battle, how he sped at the Red City, and as ye have heard afore, so was it ended. Truly, said Sir Tristram, I am glad ye have well sped, for ye have done worshipfully. Well, said Sir Tristram, we must forward to morn. And then he devised how it should be, and Sir Tristram devised to send his two pavilions to set them fast by the well of Lanasep, and therein shall be the queen, La Beale Isoud. Page 136. It is well said, said Sir Dinadan, but when Sir Palamedes heard of that, his heart was ravished out of measure. Notwithstanding, he said but little. So when they came to Joyous Gard, Sir Palamedes would not have gone into the castle, But as Sir Tristram took him by the finger and led him into the castle. And when Sir Palamedes saw La Belle Isoude, he was ravished so that he might unnethe speak. So they went unto meat, but Palamedes might not eat, and there was all the cheer that might be had. And on the morn they were apparelled to ride toward Lanisep. So Sir Tristram had 3 squires, and La Belle Isoude had 3 gentlewomen, and both the queen and they were richly apparelled, and other people had they none with them, but varlets to bear their shields and their spears, and thus they rode forth. So as they rode, they saw afore them a rout of knights. It was the knight Gehalahuddin, with 20 knights with him. "Fair fellow," said Gehalahuddin, "yonder come in 4 knights, and a rich and well fair lady. I am in will to take that lady from them." "That is not of the best counsel," said one of Galahudin's men. "But send ye to them, and wit what they will say." And so it was done. There came a squire unto Sir Tristram, and asked them whether they would joust, or else to lose their lady. "Not so," said Sir Tristram. "Tell your lord I bid him come, as many as we be, and win her and take her." "Sir," said Palamedes, "an it please you, let me have this deed, and I shall undertake them all 4. I will that ye have it," said Sir Tristram, "at your pleasure. Now go and tell your lord Galahuddin that this same knight will encounter with him and his fellows." Page 137. Chapter 66. How Sir Palamedes jousted with Sir Galahuddin, and after with Sir Gawain, and smote them down. Then this squire departed and told Galahuddin, and then he dressed his shield and put forth a spear, and Sir Palamedes another, and there Sir Palamedes smote Galahuddin so hard that he smote both horse and man to the earth, and there he had an horrible fall. And then came there another knight, and in the same wise he served him, and so he served the 3rd and the 4th, that he smote them over their horses' groups, and always Sir Palamedes' spear was whole. Then came 6 knights more of Galahuddin's men, and would have been avenged upon Sir Palamedes. "Let be," said Sir Galahuddin, "not so hardy, none of you all meddle with this knight, for he is a man of great bounty and honor, and if he would, ye were not able to meddle with him." And right so they held them still. And ever Sir Palamedes was ready to joust, and when he saw they would no more, he rode unto Sir Tristram. "Right well have ye done," said Sir Tristram, "and worshipfully have ye done as a good knight should." This Galahuddin was nigh cousin unto Galahut, the Hoot prince, and this Galahuddin was a king within the country of Sarluse. So as Sir Tristram, Sir Palamedes, and La Belle Isoude rode together, they saw afore them 4 knights, and every man had his spear in his hand. The first was Sir Gawain, and the second Sir Uwain, the 3rd Sir Sagramore le Desirous, and the 4th was Dodinus le Savage. When Sir Palamedes beheld them, that the 4 knights were ready to joust, he prayed Sir Tristram to give him leave to have ado with them all so long as he might hold him on horseback. "And if that I be smitten down, I pray you revenge me." Page 138. "Well," said Sir Tristram, "I will as ye will, and ye are not so fain to have worship, but I would as fain increase your worship." And therewithal Sir Gawain put forth his spear, and Sir Palamedes another, and so they came so eagerly together that Sir Palamedes smote Sir Gawain to the earth, horse and all. And in the same wise he served Uwain, Sir Dodinus, and Sagramore. All these 4 knights Sir Palamedes smote down with divers spears. And then Sir Tristram departed toward Lanisep. And when they were departed, then came thither Galahuddin with his 10 knights unto Sir Gawain, and there he told him all how he had sped. "I marvel," said Sir Gawain, "what knights they be that are so arrayed in green." "And that knight upon the white horse smote me down," said Sir Galahaddin, "and my 3 fellows. "So he did to me," said Sir Gawain. "And well I wot," said Sir Gawain, "that either he upon the white horse is Sir Tristram, or else Sir Palamedes, and that gay beseen lady is Queen Isoude. Thus they talked of one thing and of other, and in the meanwhile Sir Tristram passed on, till that he came to the well where his two pavilions were set, and there they alighted, and there they saw many pavilions and great array. Sir Tristram left there Sir Palamedes and Sir Gareth with La Belle Isoude, and Sir Tristram and Sir Dinadan rode to Lanisep to hearken tidings, and Sir Tristram rode upon Sir Malades's white horse, and when he came into the castle Sir Dinadan heard a great horn blow, and to the horn drew many knights. Then Sir Tristram asked a knight, "What meaneth the blast of that horn?" "Sir," said the knight, "it is all those that shall hold against King Arthur at this tournament. The first is the King of Ireland, and the King of Surluse, the King of Listenois, the King of Northumberland, and the King of the best part of Wales, with many other countries, and these draw them to a council to understand what governance they shall be of." Page 139. But the King of Ireland, whose name was Marholt, and father to the good knight Sir Marhaus, that Sir Tristram slew, had all the speech that Sir Tristram might hear it. He said, "Lords and fellows, let us look to ourself, for wit ye well, King Arthur is sure of many good knights, or else he would not with so few knights have ado with us. Therefore, by my counsel, let every king have a standard, and a cognizance by himself, that every knight draw to their natural lord, and then may every king and captain help his knights, if they have need." When Sir Tristram had heard all their counsel, he rode unto King Arthur for to hear of his counsel. Chapter 67. How Sir Tristram and his fellowship came unto the tournament of Lanisep, and of divers jousts and matters. But Sir Tristram was not so soon come into the place, but Sir Gawain and Sir Galahudin went to King Arthur, and told him, "That same green knight in the green harness with the white horse smote us two down, and six of our fellows this same day." "Well," said Arthur, and then he called Sir Tristram and asked him what was his name. "Sir," said Tristram, "ye shall hold me excused as at this time, for ye shall not wit my name." And there Sir Tristram returned and rode his way. "I have marvel," said Arthur, "that yonder knight will not tell me his name. But go thou, Griflet le Fils de Dieu, and pray him to speak with me betwixt us." Then Sir Griflet rode after him and overtook him, and said him that King Arthur prayed him for to speak with him secretly apart. "Upon this covenant," said Tristram, "I will speak with him, that I will turn again, so that ye will ensure me not to desire to hear my name."